Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards is off, and transplanted Chicagoan Cindy Perlman is with us from Las Vegas, where she writes for the Las Vegas Review, and Cindy also covers entertainment for the New York Times Wire Service. Good morning to you, Cindy. Let's talk about Adam Sandler first. The Opera Man is coming back, isn't he?
Good morning, Bob. I don't know if we'll get Opera Man or Cajun Man or Canteen Boy, all good nostalgia, but Adam Sandler is going back on tour, which is really exciting. He hasn't done that in a long time. We don't have a Chicago date yet, but just the sort of little dates that are starting out are starting to emerge. But he's going to get back on stage starting tomorrow with, he keeps saying, an unnamed special guest at every show.
Oh, all right. Well, he's got a lot of high-level pals. That'll be interesting. It seems like all the music acts are getting back on the road, and so are the comedians. Seinfeld is going to go on tour again, isn't he?
That's exciting, too. You've got Seinfeld on tour, Kevin Hart. As for Seinfeld, though, he's coming to the Chicago area February 17th in Springfield, Illinois. You have to take a little road trip, or June 22nd in Fort Wayne.
And also coming back is the Sex and the City sequel. What's the story on that?
Well, you know, everyone follows every move of this, but the ladies are back. It's the three again. You get Sarah Jessica Parker, Kristen Davis, and Cynthia Nixon for season two of It Just Like That, the Sex and the City sequel. And little scoop, John Corbett is for sure back as Aiden, the furniture designer whose heart Carrie broke when she married Mr. Big. But he's back. He's a little married, though, with three young boys, so we don't know what's happening with his life. And also, we're getting for sure Tony Danza is back as the fictional dad to the character Che Diaz, played by Sarah Ramirez. Remember, Che and Cynthia Nixon's character Miranda left for L.A. so Che could film a pilot for her new sitcom. So he plays her dad on the show.
Yeah, I'll have to ask my wife to bring me up to date on that one. there's a show starting tonight on Netflix that sounds like it might be a big one for them.
So many of these young adult books, so little time, but Netflix has The School for Good and Evil, and this looks like a good one. It's got a great cast. The premise is two best friends, Sophie and Agatha, find themselves on opposite ends when they go to an enchanted school where either you're a hero or a villain, and you're in training to be one of those in life. So, of course, one of them's the hero, one of them's the villain. But the cool part is the one who teaches the villain school is Charlize Theron. Meanwhile, nice Kerry Washington teaches the good school. So it sort of pits these girls against each other with Lawrence Fishburne as the headmaster. So a great cast.
Yeah, Netflix needs another hit. Maybe they've got one. Tell me about this Chicago indie pop rock band, Beach Bunny. I don't know about this group. What's the story on them?
This is a cool story. It's Beach Bunny is a new band formed in 2015, though, and then had to deal with COVID with a little, you know, blip where they couldn't tour. But it's a great band, and they had a big hit song called Prom Queen, which went viral on TikTok. And a few months ago, they released their sophomore album, Emotional Creatures. But the great thing is they're going to be at the Aragon Ballroom on December 6th. For Twisted Christmas, and even better, next year in 2023, they're part of this humongous music fest that's building in Vegas on October 21st. It's them. It's called the When We Were Young Festival, and it's Green Day, Blink 182, 30 Seconds to Mars, and this new Chicago band. They're one of the headliners, which is exciting.
And I imagine a big ticket price for that one, huh?
If you can believe it, I mean, I remember back in the day, $20 for something like this, $50, $400 on some of the ticket services so far, just for general admission.
Well,
per ticket.
Good luck talking your way into that, claiming that you're a serious journalist, right, Cindy?
Yes, I have to cover them. I'm from Chicago.
There you go. And finally, Dean and I were talking about Cobra Kai a while back. What's the latest on this series, which a lot of us remember as the first thing we were streaming at the beginning of the pandemic, remember?
It's such a great series, Cobra Kai. Every episode keeps you on the edge of your seat. And now Ralph Macchio is on the circuit because he has a new autobiography called Waxing On. And he said, although they're waiting for the official word for season 6, it's happening. Everyone knows it's happening. And a little scoop here, they take the kids on the road internationally because they sort of solved a lot of things in the end of season 5, but they're going to take the kids on the road. And also Ralph Macchio said that he's in constant training, and he has been since he's about 15 years old for Cobra Kai.
Cindy Perlman, she's also the author of the young adult book series Ascenders. Thank you, Cindy, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Bob.